We continue Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Simen Reish Yud Aleph. Shadvarim Shalavel Asu Behem. Asu Leishu Kol Shiva Al Gabes Afsel. A novel during the Shiva may not sit on a chair or on a bench. V'Oyal Gabes Karm V'Kastas on pillows and blankets. V'Ki Am Gabes Charko only on the floor. Achoyal V'Zokanim. If the oval is an elderly individual who is a sick individual, Sheishlam Tzarbi Shiva Gabes Karko, that involves a pain to sit on the floor, we could put a pillow under them. He doesn't have to sit all the time. He could stand, he could walk. However, when people come to see him, then he has to be sitting. He should not sleep on a bed or on a bench, only on the floor. If he's sleeping on the floor, he could put pillows, blankets under on the floor, like he does when he sleeps on a bed. There are those that are more lenient and let the lover sleep on a bed. People who are weak and difficult to sleep on the floor, they're considered like sick people. That's the minig nowadays, that most people, when they're sitting, when they're in shiva, do sleep on a regular bed. Sebeis oval b'yom rishon, oval of the first day of the shiva, also l'niach tefillin, may not put on tefillin, bein shiyom misa kfura, whether it's both, it's the day that both the tira took place and the kfura, bein shihu yom kfura l'chud, or if it's only the day of the kfura. How vim nikva b'layla, and if the nifta was buried at night, also l'niach tefillin b'yom shalachrov, tefillin should not be put on the next day. The second day, tefillin should only be put on after the nates. If somebody heard about the patir within the shloshim, it has the same halacha. It's treated like the day of the misa and kfura, where tefillin should not be put on. If somebody lost a relative on yontif, or he heard about the patir, which was during the Shloshim on Yontif, as B'yom HaRisha Shalach HaRegel, the first day after Yontif, Miniach Tefillin. The reason the Oval doesn't put on Tefillin, the Tefillin are called Pe'er, they're called a crown, and an Oval is just the opposite. He has Afer, ash, on his head. And therefore, we shouldn't have a Pe'er in the place of Afer. And in fact, the Kav Chaim says that somebody put on tefillin, Oval put on tefillin when he wasn't supposed to, the Halacha tells us that he should remove the tefillin immediately. Sif Gimel Atefas Arayish, the meaning in those ways was that they covered their head with a talus or the suda. Ein Noigim in Medinas Eilu, we don't do it in these Medinas. Makom Makom Yesh Lenig by Tifa Ktsas, the meaning is to do some of it. Tana Limshach Sakaiv Lamatl Fnei Anayim, he should put the head down, hat down in front of the eyes, because shivas, the entire shiva chutz mi Shabbos, mishum David Dovish Peresi, it's considered something most public. Siftala also lubash begim mechubas, he's not allowed to put on a just wash garment, but feel a sinus, even a shirt, but talk shiva, but feel a cover Shabbos, even a cover Shabbos, he shouldn't put it on. I feel sadina matzah samitam, changing his linen, mitpachse yadayim, towels, also letzia mechubasim, he shouldn't put out newly washed linen and towels. Achle cover Shabbos, mutal atzia la shulchan mitpachas mechubasim mekfar. He allowed to use on Shabbos a tablecloth that was washed before the shiva. And the same thing goes for ironing. Ironing should not be done during the shiva, and put on freshly ironed clothing should not take place during the shiva. L'chabas k'tsuse ba'atzmai, to do laundry, even if the purpose of doing the laundry is a filo l'anicha ad lach shiva, to leave it for after the shiva, osam shemalach is considered malacha. V'mhay k'tsuse b'yad acherim, but if somebody else has his clothing and they were paid to wash them, mutal chapsin, k'mos shvah malachs b'kablonis, they may wash it, as we discussed previously, if they're working on a kablonis, they got a contract to do. Sivab misha tukvel z'veil z'wachazu, if somebody came in over one after the other, mutal chapsin, rabbis k'susu b'mayim vad, He could wash his clothing just in plain water without detergent or lalavshe in order to put it on. And the same thing would apply if he was an oval right before the 9 days. So if he was an oval right before the 9 days, we have the same concern that he wasn't able to put on new clothing one right after the other, and that's why there's room for leniency, washed clothing one after the other. Siv Zayin Lach Shiva, from after the Shiva until the Shloshim, Bedina Ein Osel Lubash Latzir Takta Abigud Mo Gotz. The halacha only prohibits a recently ironed garment. Kibbutz Yeshem Kamashmo. There are two explanations of the word giyutz. It could either mean ironing, or it can mean washing with detergent. But the iser is on something that's white and new. Our minig is to not put on any washed clothing, unless somebody else wears those clothing for a little amount of time before he wears those clothing. If they were only washed just in water, then we can be more lenient. We don't have to insist that somebody else wear it first. But if somebody's changing his clothing, not because of enjoyment, just because it's necessary, the shirt that he's wearing is dirty, or there's a concern of lice, he could change during the shiva. Again, that they could be washed as long as somebody else wears them first. The Paiskim are lenient when it comes to underwear. Siftes, Mutal Chabas L'Gavitz L'Acha Shiva. One could wash and do ironing after the Shiva when the goal is L'Lavshim Acha Shloshim, to put on those clothing after the Shloshim, or L'Lavshim Afil Tech Shloshim, or to wear them during the Shloshim L'Acha Shil B'Shim Acher. Again, if somebody else is going to wear those clothing. Sivyur Asul L'Lavsh Tech Shloshim Big Day Shabbos Afil B'Shabbos. During the Shloshim, one should not wear Shabbos clothing, even on Shabbos. Because can be gadim chadashim, certainly new garments should not be worn. Vafilu val avav imay, if somebody is an avol on a parent, nagu isalul bish begadim chadashim kol shnei masachaydish. The minig is not to wear new clothing for the entire year. Achim tzarch lehem, but if he really needs those clothing, then he should ask somebody else, since it's a new garment, he should ask somebody else to wash. Wear those clothing for 2 or 3 days. Sifir Aleph, Isha B'Tach Shloshim, a woman during the Shloshim, Vafila B'Tach Shloshim Le'Evla, or even during the Shiva, she gives man alachs b'Shabbos l'beisa knesses lach le'dosa. The minig was that after they had a baby, the first Shabbos, they would go to shul. V'nayeg shoyse Shabbos loikim a yontif, and that Shabbos is treated like a yontif, that libush big the yokov adizov, they wore nice clothing, jewelry. Muta libush b'Shabbos l'big the Shabbos, so she could wear that Shabbos big the Shabbos, but she should not wear Big Day Yontif, because we're concerned that she should get overly happy and she'll forget that Rechman Tzlon, she is in Avelis. We're going to speak about an oval switching his seat in shul. That doesn't apply to this woman. Sif Yudbeis Osla Galach Sar Kol Shloshim. He shouldn't cut his hair the entire Shloshim. Bein Sar Ziknoi, his beard, Bein Sar Shekol Mokim, hair, any place on his body. If a parent passed away, he may not take a haircut or shave until people say something to him. You know, you need to have a haircut. And what is that mean? V'shagara yesh b'machloik sapayskim. There's a machloik sapayskim. What does that mean? V'nahagim b'mdinas elu au minig is shem agalchem kol shneim asu chodesh, that we don't do it for 12 months. Kigon shech b'dolav saroi, if he has already long hair. Oy shehoylich ben umas, where he works amongst other people, and it's not nice. It's really not nice the way his hair is overgrown. Az mutal galchem, then he may cut them. Kain tzrich agar beferish. The word agar means to be yelled at. That's not what's necessary. El shiigdol sari, has to let his hair grow. Atshe mishunim b'chaverev, until he looks different from everyone else. Shiroi loymalov, the people will say, kam mishun is a, this person is not look like everyone else. Az mutal galech, then he can take a haircut. Uvatshe elach shloshim, but certainly he cannot take a haircut before the shloshim is over. Just like one may not take a haircut during the shloshim, kach also liktzer tzvarna b'kli. He's not allowed to cut his nails with a scissor, abu yodov, with his hands, or b'shinov, with his teeth, mutter, afil tach shiva. Afilu hum moil, even if he's a moil, also l'saknet tzipanayim l'tzorech apriya, the moil has to fix his fingernails for being able to do the priya. Elm kench en kam moil acha, unless there is no other moil, vaz mutter, then it's permissible afil tach shiva. Vishishir to los acha shiva, a woman that has to go to the mikveh after the shiva, but it's toich shloshim, it's still in the middle of the shloshim. Timely she nechret she tikkut panah. She'd ask a non-Jewish woman to cut her fingernails on her behalf. And if there is no non-Jewish woman available, tikkut le Yisraelis, so she could ask a Jewish woman to do it on her behalf. He could comb his hair with a comb, a feel toich shiva. The minig is that an oval switches his seat in the shul during the entire shloshim. And if he lost a parent, for the entire year. When we speak about changing the seat, it should be at least 4 amos away from where he always sits. And it should always be in the direction that it should be further away from the Aron HaKodesh.